This is Tennessee District 57 State Representative Susan Lynn's legislative updates for the week of February 7, 2026. Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. meets with TN lawmakers. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. visited Nashville on February 4, where he met with Tennessee legislators at the state capitol to advance his Make America Healthy Again agenda. During his visit, Kennedy emphasized priorities aligned with President Donald Trump's health reform, including improving nutrition, addressing chronic disease, strengthening rural health care, and restoring transparency and accountability for patients. "We're all here today because we're facing an existential crisis in our country," Kennedy said. "When I was a little boy and my uncle was president, we had the best healthcare system in the world, and we had the healthiest people in the world, the healthiest children. Today, we have the sickest." He praised Tennessee for being a national leader in advancing policies that promote personal responsibility, parental rights, and patient choice. Tennessee has passed several measures that promote better health, including putting more farm-fresh foods in schools, eliminating food additives such as Red 40, banning certain junk foods from SNAP benefits, putting whole milk back in schools, and limiting cell phone use in classrooms. Lawmakers and the secretary also discussed opportunities for Tennessee to further partner with the Trump administration on innovative approaches to public health, including preventive care initiatives aimed at improving long-term health outcomes. Kennedy also discussed harnessing artificial intelligence as a tool to help improve health care. "It will transform medicine in this country with its capacity to diagnose and treat and prescribe disease, but it also helps us attack waste, fraud, and abuse," Kennedy said. "We're applying it right now to Medicaid. We're going to save billions of dollars this year." Gov Bill Lee delivers State of the State address. Gov Bill Lee on Monday set out his vision for the volunteer state as he delivered his eighth and final State of the State address to Tennesseans and a joint session of the General Assembly. Lee outlined his legislative priorities and proposed a balanced $57.9 billion budget, which includes critical investments to strengthen families, boost public safety, and ensure economic and educational opportunity. The governor highlighted Tennessee's strong budgetary position after years of responsible fiscal management. A top priority for Lee this year is to build on Tennessee's improving educational landscape that has enabled students to outpace the national average in math and reading. The state has invested $4.4 billion in new dollars for education since 2012, including $1.08 billion for teacher pay raises. By 2027, starting pay for Tennessee teachers will be $50,000. Lee also touted the successful inaugural year of the Education Freedom Scholarship Program and announced plans to add 20,000 additional scholarship slots for the 2026-27 school year. The Tennessee Department of Education has received more than 54,000 applications this year. A detailed version of the proposed fiscal year 2026 to 2027 budget is accessible through the governor's website. Bills on notice next week. HB 1797 adds the governing body of a local education agency and any other local governing body of a public body with the authority to make binding decisions or the ability to appropriate funds to the list of governing bodies that are required to make meeting agendas available to the public in advance of such meetings. HB 1553 removes the filing fee that must be paid to the Secretary of State to file articles of termination of corporation existence, increases the number of days after a person ceases solicitation activities after registration with the Secretary of State from 30 to 90% that the person has to notify the Secretary of State, removes the requirement that a charitable organization that ceases solicitation activity and received in excess of $1 million in gross revenue during the most recently completed fiscal year include an audited financial statement and forms required to be filed by a charitable organization with the United States Internal Revenue Service, with the organization's notice to the Secretary of State that the organization ceased solicitation activities. HB 1155 prohibits the importation, sale, and distribution of cell-cultured food products in the state. Crime data highlights need for action on illegal immigration. New data released in the 2025 Immigration Enforcement Report underscores the need for strong state-level action on illegal immigration. The report, prepared by the Tennessee District Attorney's General Conference, documented 21,648 criminal charges involving individuals confirmed to be unlawfully present in the United States or whose citizenship status could not be verified. The data was compiled from 11,344 reports submitted by local law enforcement agencies in 94 of 95 Tennessee counties between January 1 and December 31, 2025. In all, 2,183 crimes were classified as the most serious of violent offenses, including 41 homicides, 145 sexual offenses, and 40 cases of aggravated kidnapping. The two most common violent crimes were domestic and aggravated assaults with 1,418 total reports. The most nonviolent offenses reported were driving-related, with 12,193 violations listed, including 2,920 cases of driving under the influence. Republican leaders on January 15 unveiled 9 key pieces of legislation as part of their Immigration 2026 package. The initiative aims to reduce illegal immigration in Tennessee by closing loopholes in current law, criminalizing unlawful presence as a state offense and requiring E-Verify for public employment. It also enhances road safety and professional licensing, ensures lawful status for public benefits and school enrollment, and strengthens cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Approximately 186,000 illegal immigrants are believed to reside in Tennessee, according to a 2023 data analysis published by the Migration Policy Institute. One of the main goals of the Immigration 2026 initiative is to equip state policymakers with more precise and reliable cost data on illegal immigration in Tennessee. House passes bill allowing one-time athletic transfers. The House of Representatives this week approved legislation to enhance the ability of Tennessee students to stay on track in athletic extracurricular activities after a school transfer. House Bill 25 by State Rep. Scott Sipicki, R. Kuliyoka, will give students in grades 6 through 8 and 9 through 12 a one-time opportunity to join a sports team immediately after transferring to a new school. Transfers must take place during the summer between school years, and it must be the student's first transfer within that grade span. I hope that puts the guardrails in college sports that we are doing right here, Sepiki told colleagues on the House floor. Immediate athletic eligibility would not apply to students who transfer during the school year or a subsequent time within the same grade. All other governing eligibility standards of the Interscholastic Athletic Association would still apply. House Bill 25 will now head to the Senate for a final vote. Proposal clarifies state law, safeguards Second Amendment. House Bill 2064, filed by State Rep. Chris Todd, R. Madison County, would strengthen Second Amendment protections in the volunteer state by eliminating a vague provision in Tennessee law that makes it a criminal offense to carry a firearm with the intent to go armed. The current statute relies on a confusing list of exceptions and defenses. The God-given right to keep and bear arms has been foundational to the continued success of our state and nation, Todd said. This critical legislation provides needed clarity by reforming the structure of our gun laws to ensure law-abiding Tennesseans can legally carry firearms across the state. These essential changes preserve individual liberty and safeguard the ability of citizens to protect themselves, their families, and their communities. In August, the 28th Judicial District Chancery Court in Gibson County ruled that Tennessee's going armed statute was unconstitutional. Todd's legislation would clarify that all eligible Tennesseans can lawfully carry firearms under applicable state and federal laws. House Bill 2064 would also protect Tennesseans' firearm rights in state or local parks, greenways, or other recreational properties, or in national parks, as permitted by federal law, in accordance with the same court ruling. The proposal would further protect Tennesseans' right to keep and bear arms and will be considered in the Criminal Justice Subcommittee in the coming weeks. Bill expands insurance coverage for cancer treatment. A proposal would expand health coverage for Tennesseans by increasing access to certain testing. House Bill 484, sponsored by State Rep. Brock Martin, R. Huntingdon, would require state-regulated health insurance plans to cover biomarker testing when ordered by a healthcare provider for diagnosis, treatment, or ongoing monitoring of a patient's disease or condition. The legislation does not include coverage for the cost of screenings, but does offer provisions to ensure testing is supported by medical and scientific evidence. When faced with a cancer diagnosis, Tennesseans should not be fighting insurers while fighting for their lives, said Martin. Biomarker testing provides a clear path forward for care and leads to better health outcomes and significant cost savings by avoiding ineffective treatment. This legislation puts patients first by providing clarity rather than confusion and ensuring medical advancements do not outpace our healthcare system. Often used in cancer care to help physicians identify the most effective treatment for a patient, biomarker testing is increasingly used to guide care for other serious conditions such as autoimmune and neurological diseases, cardiovascular disorders, arthritis, and preeclampsia. While comprehensive biomarker testing can carry a higher upfront cost, it leads to better outcomes and long-term savings by avoiding ineffective or unnecessary treatments. House Bill 484 is scheduled to be considered in the Government Operations Committee on February 9. Bill aims to reform non-compete clauses. Legislation aimed at establishing clear and more predictable rules involving non-compete agreements in Tennessee is moving forward in the House of Representatives. House Bill 1034, sponsored by State Rep. Rebecca Alexander, R. Jonesboro, sets uniform standards for non-compete agreements to ensure they are consistent across industries and professions, rather than being determined by individual companies. The bill establishes rebuttable presumptions for how long a restrictive covenant is considered reasonable, giving courts and businesses clear guardrails instead of case-by-case uncertainty, Alexander said. Non-compete agreements would last up to 2 years for regular employees, 3 years for distributors, franchisees, dealers, or licensees, and up to 5 years, or however long severance payments are made, when tied to the sale of a business. The bill also protects lower-wage workers by banning non-competes for employees who make $70,000 or less. If a non-compete agreement is found to be overly broad, judges would be allowed to modify it to make it reasonable, rather than invalidating it entirely. House Bill 1034 is scheduled to be heard in the Commerce Committee on February 11. Bill strengthens nutrition support for eligible families. House Bill 1835, sponsored by State Rep. Michael Hale, R. Smithville, would ensure Tennessee is able to participate in the Summer Electronic Benefit Transfer Program, a federal nutrition assistance program providing grocery benefits to eligible families with school-age children during the summer. The proposal would direct the Tennessee Department of Human Services to apply for and accept available federal funding to participate in the SET program, ensuring continuity of nutrition assistance for eligible students. The program would be available in addition to the state's Summer Food Service Program, administered by the DHS. Food insecurity looks different from one community to another, and addressing it requires a tailored approach, said Hale. Limited food access, particularly in rural communities, creates unique barriers for families, and this bill allows Tennessee to respond more effectively to those challenges. With federal funding available, this is a practical way to ensure children who rely on school meals are able to easily access support during the summer months. More than 650,000 Tennessee students participate annually in the federally funded program, which provides $120 in grocery assistance in the summer, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food, and Nutrition Service. House Bill 1835 will be heard in the Health Subcommittee in the coming weeks. Briefly, Centrus Expansion, a nuclear industry leader, recently announced a major expansion in East Tennessee. Nuclear fuel supplier Centrus will be expanding its Oak Ridge facility to become a high-rate manufacturing plant. The project will create 430 new jobs and invest more than $560 million in Anderson County. The facility is the only uranium enrichment centrifuge in the U.S., making the expansion significant for both domestic nuclear energy production and national security. Centrus is the eighth company to utilize funding from Tennessee's Nuclear Energy Fund, a $70 million initiative approved by the General Assembly to expand the state's nuclear development and manufacturing ecosystem. Legal immigration reform, a resolution urging the federal government to streamline the legal immigration system, is advancing through the House of Representatives. House Joint Resolution 180, sponsored by State Rep. Lee Reeves, R. Franklin, reaffirms the importance of immigration enforcement for national security and public safety, while calling for a more efficient legal immigration system. If passed, a certified copy of the resolution would be sent to President Donald Trump and Tennessee's congressional delegation. Enhanced handgun carry permit. The Civil Justice Subcommittee this week advanced a proposal to extend the fee waiver for lifetime enhanced handgun carry permits to include retired law enforcement officers who serve less than 10 years. House Bill 1508, sponsored by State Rep. Todd Warner, R. Chapel Hill, would offer fee waivers to officers who retired from service due to an injury received in the line of duty. The proposal will be heard in the Judiciary Committee on February 11. Site development grants. The Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development this week announced more than $13 million in site development grants for 13 locations across the state. These funds help improve local economies by preparing industrial sites for business investment through infrastructure and engineering improvements. More information on this round of funding can be found on TNECD's website, Career and Technical Education. The Tennessee Department of Education announced that February is Career and Technical Education Month in the Volunteer State. DOV Bill Lee issued a proclamation to recognize the importance of CTE initiatives in increasing opportunities for students across Tennessee. During the first session of the 114th General Assembly, lawmakers made significant investments to advance workforce development training and CTE in schools across Tennessee. Safe at Home Law, a bill making several changes to Tennessee's Safe at Home Law, advanced out of the Criminal Justice Subcommittee this week. The law allows victims of domestic violence and other crimes to use a substitute address to keep their home address hidden from their abusers. House Bill 1552, sponsored by State Rep. Dennis Powers, R. Jacksboro, would allow an adult sibling living with the victim to be a co-applicant and clarify that a Tennessee order of protection is not required for victims moving from another state. The proposal would also add the state's first-in-the-nation domestic violence offender registry, created by Savannah's Law, to the official offender registry system, barring those offenders from participating in the program. House Bill 1552 will be heard in the Judiciary Committee on February 11. Summer food assistance programs. The Tennessee Department of Human Services opened applications this week for the 2026 Summer Food Service Program. The program ensures children 18 years old and younger, who rely on school meal programs, continue to have access to nutritious meals throughout the summer months. Each year, local food partners across the state provide meals from the end of May to August, when the new school year begins. While the SFSP has historically operated in most areas of the state, this year the program is focused on serving rural counties that have little to no SFSP meal sites. The last day for organizations to apply is May 1st, 2026. Local organizations interested in becoming an SFSP sponsor or becoming a meal site should reach out to the DHS at tnssp.dhs@tn.gov.